Our sound tests are over. We're doing the show.
Okay. Should we still talk about testicles?
Testicles, testes, testosterone.
Testing.
We're not testing, though. This is actually...
This is the real thing. You're
the
recording.
Real thing.
Okay.
So welcome.
Hi. Hi, Jim.
Hi, DL. Welcome to the Intimacy Podcast.
Intimacy Cadre Podcast.
Woop, woop. And happy anniversary to you.
Oh, thank you.
It's not a year anniversary. It's our half year anniversary. And it's not our first half year anniversary. It's our 18 month anniversary.
So this is our third half year.
Third half year. Three halves. We're still good. We can still pass sixth grade math.
Yay! I think it's really adorable that we celebrate it every month.
We celebrate it every single month since we've been together.
It's so sweet.
And 18 months, I think most people probably aren't celebrating every month anymore. I even announced how many days we've been together, and today is day 549.
Whoa. It's pretty good. It's been good.
I count days and things I get really excited about. Mm. As a kid, I'd say, we've got so many. I wouldn't just say days. I'd figure out the hours before a big family trip or something.
You're hilarious.
Like that. So today, we are just going to shoot the shit.
I don't want to shoot any shit. Where did that come from?
I don't know. You gave me a book which might have the answer
to
that.
We always refer back to the book. Where the hell did that start?
Yeah. But we were going to kind of follow up on some things we mentioned in other podcasts maybe have a little fun, spontaneous, unplanned conversation.
Aren't they all, though?
They are, but we sometimes have a clear sense of all the things we're going to talk about.
Yeah, the topic at least.
And we don't have a topic today. This is a potpourri.
A potpourri.
A grab bag. Testicles.
Grab your bag. Ooh, there was an Okay, I don't want this to be boring.
Okay, well, we can't help it if that's who we are.
Maybe sometimes we're boring.
So one thing that came up yesterday was you had a definition for sexual energy, and you're going to walk over to your phone to get it.
I'm going to tiptoe over to my phone because I forgot to set it up.
She mentions in our episode 5, our intro to sexual energy episode, that she defined it in a poem, and we couldn't remember what was said in the poem.
Well, it's a long poem. It's not like a...
So she's going to read that poem.
I'm going to read the poem.
Which is about how she defines sexual energy.
Okay. Are we ready? So this is my definition. I brought it through a poem. Sexual energy. I looked for your fullness for many a years. I tucked you away in the deep corners of me for safety. Though you found ways to radiate out, I couldn't fully find you until I really looked. Really looked. When I found you and we reunited in wholeness. I should have practiced this first.
You're doing great.
Thank you. The journey began anew. My body, my life, my sexuality, and my connections to what is actually possible lit up like never before. Now, together, we are learning to dance, to move, to flow, to be freely swallowed and consumed by and with each other, weaving our energies, sometimes together, sometimes apart. I love your presence in my life. Have to want it, seek it, commit to consistent curiosity.
That's one of the themes. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
But one of the themes you keep bringing up is the need to want it.
Yeah.
So that came up there in your relationship with sexual energy. This isn't the question I'm going to spontaneously ask you later.
I forgot about that.
But it is a spontaneous question. Mm-hmm. Do you think that your relationship ebbed away because you didn't want it anymore?
Absolutely. I think that was a big part of it. For much of many years, I wasn't that interested. I didn't really care. I didn't think I was missing anything. I didn't care if I was missing anything. I could take it or leave it.
Do you think that could happen again?
God, I hope not. No, I don't think so.
So you would say your relationship is something in that relationship with sexual energy has really blossomed to the point you're like,
I don't want to live without it ever again.
Yeah. And of course, like you said, in the poem, you always still had it, but it would.
Yeah, it would leak out in different ways.
Yeah.
It was there, but it was just deep, hidden.
Because you have so many passions. Mm-hmm. You don't always like me to talk about your past. So I'll let you to talk about that if you want to. But there are a lot of things that you've done and were passionate about mm-hmm. in the past. Mm-hmm.
I have a few stories.
Yeah. A few stories.
Just a few.
Okay.
Okay.
So do you feel
like yeah, complete good
about on that? Mm-hmm. So then the next thing was a couple episodes ago, we did an episode on prostate massage
everything.
And intimacy. And mm-hmm. we talked about male sex organs, but not in terms of sexual touch, but in terms of growing intimacy together through touching the male prostate. And we were talking about how nervous I was to do it that night after we podcasted. And then we did another episode where we didn't let people know
how that it went. Everybody's sitting on the edge of their seat. They're like, oh my God, how did it go? I'm dying to find out.
I'm sure they are. But some of you 100%.
Might be. Yeah. So do you want to know? Should we talk about how it went, or should we just keep leaving everybody hanging?
Yeah, so we did it.
We did it. If you could see me wet, wiping the sweat off my brow.
And it felt, each time I've done it, it's felt different. I was definitely nervous, but I felt from my standpoint, it went surprisingly easier. And I think podcasting before it probably
It was your therapy.
Helped. Mm-hmm. Although from your standpoint, you said I was actually tighter inside.
Yeah.
And it made your finger numb.
Yeah, I'm like, I think I lost the feeling in my finger.
So if we ever break up and you ladies, you want a guy with a tight asshole, I'm the guy.
Why would ladies want a guy with a tight asshole?
I have no idea.
Oh.
It was a joke.
Oh. Okay.
So, but it was tight, but mm-hmm. we got to the prostate. Mm-hmm. And I would say my prostate did not feel burning. It felt rather cool. I couldn't even
always
tell.
While I was touching it?
Yeah, it didn't mm-hmm. feel, in fact, it didn't feel like much.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't have.
That's why we wondered if we had Zoe. Found it. Hi, Zoe. It's okay, baby.
This is real life, as you always
yeah.
say.
Real life.
I don't think she's going to stop.
Hey, Zoe.
Well.
Anyway,
while the dog barks and we talk about prostates, mm-hmm. It went.
We weren't sure at first if I had found it because you didn't have that sensation.
Right.
And I didn't have complete feeling in my finger, so I couldn't tell if I was touching it.
But then you pulled your hand out and put it back in.
Yeah.
I could definitely feel it from that point on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Although it wasn't a strong, overwhelming sensation. And I think that's probably for the best. I don't think it's probably best to have a burning prostate.
Yeah. Right.
And you were there longer than I'd ever let somebody touch a prostate before. It wasn't super long, but you were there.
I felt like I got under it a little bit, or under it and maybe in the front side of it.
Yes.
It felt different.
Yes. Yeah. So after you were done, what it felt like was cool, like mm-hmm. this, I described that on the podcast, but this cooling sensation that lasted a really long time. And I could feel exactly much stronger where you had touched me after you were done touching me. And it definitely felt like it was behind and in front. And that was even before you told me that's where you felt like you had touched me. That's how I described it. So we think that's what happened. We need more practice. So we'll wait for about another month. That seems like a good interval.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah.
And probably good for my health.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Hopefully I'm a little less nervous next time, just having done it a few times.
The breathing seemed to help a lot.
Oh, right. That was another big piece.
And you know, the other piece even beyond that is when I communicated my discomfort, it's like you shifted away from being uncomfortable or nervous yourself, and you're like, oh, I'm wanting to breathe open so that you can come in a little easier.
Well, the reason I wasn't breathing as much wasn't because I was more nervous. It was because I was less nervous. So it was harder for me to like feel like I needed to breathe in order to feel comfortable.
Well, you were breathing to relax those tissues.
Right. But I myself wasn't as like last time I was breathing because I needed to mm-hmm. for my own comfort. This time I was breathing because it actually was helping on, I believe it was the exhale where you felt it pull in.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. So,
yeah.
So prostate exams mm-hmm, prostate. And it was a beautiful and lovely, and we feel closer together from having those things. Watch out. You might make that.
I might make that plasticky.
Plasticky sound that we had in our sound check.
Okay. Yeah. It's like hard to sit here perfectly still so there aren't any like squishy, scratchy sounds.
I know, it's not.
I'm like, oops, don't move.
We're trying to practice intimacy on a medium that actually does not reward it.
Right.
So maybe we should just stop the podcast.
Stop altogether. It right now. Like, stop doing it. We're done.
We're done. It's not good for intimacy because we have to sit still.
Too still. Which is very difficult for me.
Yes.
I feel like I'm doing okay, though.
You're doing fine.
Yeah.
You're doing amazing.
Thanks for your support.
So we had any other topics to come up with? You're doing your ecstatic pussy talk. We had nothing new to say about that, but that's happening.
Coming up soon, next weekend.
Next weekend. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're listening to this in another time.
But a week from today in our time, which is right now is February 4th, that's 2023. It's going to be February 11th, 2023 from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Emergence Wellness and Movement here in Bozeman, Montana. Mm-hmm. That's located, for those of you in Bozeman, between Church and Wallace on East Peach Street. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's going to be fun. And that's for women only. Mm-hmm. And the cost for that is $25. And guess what? You can register for that.
On our new website.
On our new website. We're supposed to do that at the end. So we'll talk about that a little bit, but we have a new website.
Wait, we're probably kind of at the end.
We were going to do another thing.
What was the other? Oh, the other thing.
Okay. We have a little something to do. I do improv at Last Best Comedy. Not a lot. I do some classes and occasionally perform in those classes. But we go there a lot. That's one of our hangouts.
And so fun.
Improv, I think, is really important and actually turns out to be really related to intimacy work. We even heard that from an actual sexpert, Margot Anand.
Right.
Recommends that anyone who's doing tantra or intimacy work should take a theatrical improvisation class. It'll help their sex life and their intimacy with their partners and with themselves. So we're just going to ask each other a single question and answer it. And we haven't planned it. I have no idea what I'm going to ask you. And I'm going to make you go first.
We kind of do this anyway, though. What is making this different?
No, it's not. We have a really clear structure. We do. We have a sense. We are improvising, but we have a sense of where it's going to go. I have no idea what in the world of intimacy you're going to ask me.
Okay.
So you're going to ask me, and then I'm going to ask you a completely different question about the world of intimacy.
Okay.
We don't have to answer. We can say no.
We can say no to.
We can say no to answering that question.
Okay. Okay.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum. We have a lot of space we can take out.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, what would you recommend for a couple who are interested in being more intimate, but they have built up the walls of lack of communication for a long time and they're having problems actually connecting and communicating because of all of the...
Do you want my real answer or the answer that...
I want your real answer.
My real answer is break up.
Okay.
If you're not there at this point, the odds of you getting there are probably pretty bad.
Okay.
You've built up tons of habits. Yeah, they're really hard to break. Mm-hmm. However, is it impossible to to make it work at that point. There's all kinds of reasons. As a couple, you're probably together, all kinds of reasons that you still say that you love each other. And there's a reason why you're saying yes to the relationship, even though there's all these things that aren't working in it. So, and I also realize it's not always as simple as breaking up, especially as people get complex economic lives and children. And
it's complicated.
It's complicated. It's not that simple. So my first instinct is to say break up. Mm-hmm. But is it possible? Absolutely. But it's going to take a lot of work because you have to analyze why it is that you weren't talking in the first place.
Is getting to the base layer.
Is it an issue of trust? You have to ask yourself, do you want it, right?
Right. That's the question. Do you want this?
Do you really want
it? It's really... Did I ever answer that question? I think we talked... Anyway, go ahead. Carry on.
I think so.
I did? About wanting it. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Yeah, I asked you if you had wanted it in your past.
Oh, and... right. About my... Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So you need to be able to get real with each mm-hmm. other. And if you have trouble communicating, you at least have to get real with yourself. What is it you want in the relationship? What is it the other person wants? Don't say they should want this, they should want that. Just say, what is it I want? Mm-hmm. It may not align. They may not be the same. And that may, again, lead down the road of let's break up. But if you do want the same things and you do say, yes, I want this relationship to work. I want to be able to communicate better. I do understand that intimacy is important. And that we could have a better relationship, then I think that's the first, that's the very first step is do I want it? Why haven't we been doing what we supposedly want to do? And throw aside all the he should be doing this, she should be doing that stuff. And then we have some tools around sacred space communication that might be helpful. That maybe we should talk about in one of our podcasts soon.
Yeah.
Because it is a foundational piece mm-hmm. for us.
Thank you for...
Is that...
That's great. Like,
do you have anything yeah. to add to what I've said?
Nope.
Okay, so it's my turn to mm-hmm. ask you. Mm-hmm. So, do you remember your first orgasm?
Yes.
Okay, is it something you're willing to talk about?
Sure.
Okay. What was that like for you? And did it change your life in any way?
I believe, well, I think this was my first one, I should say. Okay. I don't know. I think it was.
Good enough.
It was with my high school sweetheart, and it was my freshman year in college, and I lived in a dorm, and I had the top bunk. And my roommate was gone or she went home for the weekend or something. And I had my first orgasm. I think I maybe was on top. Mm-hmm. I don't totally remember. That was a long time ago. Did it change my life? Not really, but it definitely was exciting that I experienced it because I know people today even that haven't had one yet. And there I was in my late teens. And I had experienced an orgasm.
So had you had one before touching yourself? Was it really clear to you that that was an orgasm?
Yeah.
When you had it?
I just thought of this the other day.
Did you let your partner know that that had happened?
I don't remember.
Okay. I was just curious. I was wondering if it was... Because you talked about in your poem, like mm-hmm. You had a relationship with sexual energy... Then it kind of mostly went away, mm-hmm. not fully. And then it's come back in stronger force than ever. So I was curious about that early.
I think what happened, honestly, or one of the key pieces, it's probably just one of the layers, is that early on when I was dating as a teenager, I had this force in me that not like I wanted to be a cheater or I couldn't commit or whatever that like the stupid cultural structures or mm-hmm. that I always had this desire to connect with people. So I may have been I might have had a boyfriend and in a relationship, and I would meet somebody. Like, I remember the first time this happened. I was with this guy that I had the orgasm with, and I went to Quebec with the French club. And there was a guy on the trip that I so fabulously connected with, and we had such incredible chemistry. But what I wanted to do was just be close to him and maybe kiss him and dance with him. It's not like I wanted to go have sex, really. I just wanted to experience his energy and the closeness and the mm-hmm. connection and chemistry that we were both mm-hmm. feeling. But I didn't, because I was in this relationship. So that him and that relationship was the starting point of this pattern that then lasted for the rest of my life. And I think every time I turned away from those impulses or those desires, it just tucked my sexual energy.
The rest of your life until...
Until you.
Yeah, and, well, I was like.
Well, the rest of my life until I left my marriage.
Okay.
And then I went on my ecstatic pushy adventure.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for answering.
Yeah.
So we just have one big announcement mm-hmm. to make.
That we already foreshadowed?
We have a new website where you can.
Yay, go us!
Find our podcasts, where you can register for our events, where you can read DL's writings on her blog that she has called Sex and Hormones, that she's doing her own writing, that we're going to have tools there. But mostly it's going to be a place where you can find out what's going on and listen to these podcasts and come to our events and that kind of stuff.
The tools. Jim's been working so hard on it. It's what an amazing project. So congratulations for... And thank you for all of that work.
Okay. And I'm just going to give them the website. Mm-hmm. We're going to write it down. The link may not work on whatever you're watching it on, but it's HTTP, not HTTPS, but HTTP.
Goodness.
It's at intimacy.synergize.co.
So cool.
Intimacy.synergize.co. Not COM, but CO. And we'll write that out for you. So thanks for doing Thanks for doing another podcast with me.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Can't wait to go dancing with you tonight and celebrate our anniversary.
Yay!
All right.
Mm.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.